Oh my gosh, you guys. Wow. Just wow. I want to thank you all so much for supporting me in releasing my podcast. I'm the kind of person that loves to sort of talk about everything as I get the idea, and I kept this one under wraps. I kept my creation to myself, and part of that was because one, I was scared. But it kept coming up. It was something that I just felt like I needed to do. I really wanted to share my stories. I have had so many things happen over the last year, and I just, I wanted other people to hear that because maybe it's something that, is similar to something you've been through, or maybe it's something that might be able to help you. And I just want you to know how deeply, deeply grateful I am for all of you being cheerleaders and supporting me in telling my stories. So today, I am so excited. This is probably one of the things that I love the most, and that is crystals. So I'm going to talk about crystals today. And who knows, maybe this will be, a reoccurring episode because there's so much to talk about. I drew a card for us. And of course, I used my original crystal deck gifted to me by my Reiki teacher. Thank you so much. I love it. I use it. I used it like every single day, multiple times a day in the beginning. And I was just organizing all of my decks yesterday. And I was like, man, I missed this deck. So I reconnected with it and I drew us aquamarine. Aquamarine, moderation, energy, tolerance, gentleness, compassion, feminine, goddess. Whether male or female, you can overcome a current conflict by reflecting upon and applying moderation, tolerance, gentleness, and compassion. These qualities are not a weakness, rather, they are strengths. What is called for at present is greater compassion and tolerance, coupled with a little patience and gentleness. It is possible to resolve things in an amicable way to create a positive outcome for all concerned. As you look back on this current episode, not to be confused with podcast episode, but whatever the conflict might be, you will realize a valuable lesson. Compassion and tolerance are signs of maturity and strength of character. They are qualities that infuse all with love and light. So, what I feel for this collectively for all of us is just a reminder, we all know that we live in really crazy times. And it's really easy to let our emotions sort of overpower us. And it's not to say, that you should push that down or not feel it. It's quite the opposite. It's to have patience with yourself and with others right now. No matter the circumstances, no one knows what everyone else has going on in their day. So just have patience with yourself, and before speaking or before allowing your emotions to sort of bubble out, before you've thought about anything, just take a breath and then move forward from there. I like that for us. Aquamarine is super beautiful. Of course, we all, I think, are familiar with it in, the gemstone realm. I have this beautiful aquamarine polished egg, and it has this section inside that's sort of like clear, and then there's like a cloudy section, and it almost looks like you're gazing into the sky. So, without further ado, let's get into crystals, or at least crystals number one, episode one. So crystals are, I don't know if you've ever looked anything up about crystals, if you just Google, do some sort of internet search for a type of crystal, there is so much information. A lot of times you can Google crystal properties, crystal metaphysical meaning, and stuff like that to find the type of energetic properties that a crystal might possess. But I really believe that it begins with your intuition. It begins with what are you drawn to? There's a reason. There's a reason that a crystal catches your eye or pulls you in. And it might be, on one of those online search engines in the definition, and it might not be. I invite you and encourage you to pay attention to that and see. And maybe there's some sort of crystal that you've been drawn to your entire life. For example, when I was a little girl, I just thought crystals were cool in general. I loved collecting, rocks, of course, any kind of rocks that I would find as a child that had any kind of quartz in them were just like super cool. But smoky quartz, I realized that smoky quartz has been sort of following me around. It's kind of been like my stalker crystal. And when I was a little girl, I remember, I wish I knew who this woman was. I wish I could remember who she was. I don't even know if I knew her. Like, I think she might have been a stranger. I approached her because she was wearing this smoky quartz necklace. And I honestly, I don't even really remember what it looked like. I just remember that it was a smoky quartz and it captivated me. And before I even knew what I was doing, I told this woman, "I love your necklace." And I can remember she turned and she looked at me, and she had this almost like intrigued yet surprised expression on her face. And I'll never forget it. She looked at me as though she was like looking into my soul. And she said, "Oh, you like this necklace? You must be very powerful and intuitive. This is a smoky quartz." And as a little kid, I was like, okay. Oh, if that woman could only see me now. But I realized that smoky quartz has always been something that just keeps popping up. It has popped up in my life time and time again. I now have a smoky quartz necklace of my own that I wear daily. It's actually also my pendulum. And I love it. Smoky quartz, if you do a search on smoky quartz with the properties, there is so much out there. Quartz, of course, is a very abundant crystal on the earth. Smoky quartz has actually been irradiated, which kind of gives it that cloudiness, that brown color. It comes in so many different shades. There's light, clear smoky quartz. There's deeper, darker smoky quartz. Of course, my favorite is the smoky quartz with the inclusions that make it have flashy rainbows. But, smoky quartz is a very grounding crystal. It has transmutation properties, so it will take negative energy and transmute it to something positive, which is funny because I try really hard to find the good in things in my life. Sometimes I'm good at it, sometimes I'm not good at it, of course, because again, I'm human. But smoky quartz is just for me pure magic. I can use smoky quartz for pretty much anything. Some of my other favorite crystals, this is really hard to do. I started writing this list for you guys, like, what are my favorite crystals? And I'm like, all of them, duh. But that's not entirely true. So some of the ones that I really resonate with are, of course, smoky, and then also blue goldstone, which is interesting. So I have this beautiful blue goldstone tower, and it was on a Crystal Live, and no one was buying it, and I kept looking at it. It kept calling to me. It looks like the night sky. I was just mesmerized, and I was like, I don't know why I'm so mesmerized by this, but nobody else is buying it, so I'm going to. And I got it. And when I picked it up, I was like, this is magical. And I had no idea. I had no clue. Nothing. I knew nothing. So I was like, all right, I trusted my intuition. I allowed this crystal to just call to me, and I got it. And I looked up online, properties of blue goldstone. Like, what is blue goldstone? Well, I found out that blue goldstone is actually a man-made crystal. It's made of like a silica sand that's melted down at really high temperatures. And then there are various metals added to it, which is what gives you that sparkle. There are other forms of goldstone. There's orange and there's also green that I have seen. With it being man-made, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they could make any color. But blue goldstone, when I looked it up, has it amplifies healing energies. And I'm like, okay, hello. This is great for any kind of healing session that I'm doing. If I'm doing a Reiki session or if I'm doing card readings, any kind of healing intention, it amplifies it. So I actually use my blue goldstone every single time I do any kind of healing work. Another one that I just love is blue lace agate. From what I hear, there is, as of now, a very limited supply of it. So I knew I've watched the price of blue lace agate kind of start to climb. It has this really soothing, calming energy to it. Of course, it's blue, so it's great for the throat chakra, for speaking up for yourself, speaking your truth. But I just really love how it makes me feel calm. And it also helps with me, in a healing session to make sure that I am speaking in a way that is getting the message across to my client in the best way that they are able to receive that. Garden quartz. Oh, garden quartz. It's so magical. Garden quartz, lodalite, thousand layer quartz. I've heard many names. It's basically a clear quartz with inclusions. So I know like a lot of the garden quartz have more like red and green inclusions. The thousand layer lodalite has more like white inclusions, but oh, it's so magical. When you look at it, you find this like spot, and you can just get lost in it. You can get mesmerized by the different layers, and every time you look at it, you see something new. So, yeah, it's just magical. I have an embarrassing amount. It's not embarrassing, but I have a lot of garden quartz. I have a baseball sized, I guess, sphere that is one of my most treasured crystals. I have little tiny spheres that I carry in my pockets. I have a tiny little tower. I have a larger tower. Just different shapes. We'll talk about that too. Another one that I really resonate with is any type of chalcedony. There's blue chalcedony. I have what is called a purple galaxy chalcedony palm, and it has this really calming effect. It's very soothing. So, I have taken it with me in my pocket for my children if they have, a sporting event or whatever, if I need to just maybe be a little bit more calm. I've also used it in healing sessions as well, and it really does help bring calmness to, maybe someone, maybe it was their first time experiencing Reiki, and it has always helped with that in my experience. Ocean jasper, any type of jasper, really. I feel like maybe this is because I am in astrology, I'm a what's considered a Taurus stellium. I have my sun, my Venus, my Mercury, and my Chiron all in the house of Taurus. So I definitely have a lot of that earth energy going around. And I think maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm very drawn to pretty much all forms of jasper. But ocean jasper, I really love because it has this feeling of happiness, just overwhelming happiness and joy that it kind of brings. So I have a story about Ocean Jasper. I went to a local spirit fair. It was my first one ever, and I was beyond excited. I actually had people that came with me that were excited to check it out, and I found this beautiful, large Ocean Jasper sphere. And I was like, you know what? I'm buying this for myself. I have birthday money and I'm getting it. So I got myself a couple other crystals and I also got the Ocean Jasper sphere. And this sphere is really neat. Ocean Jasper has like so many different color variations. This sphere in particular was like, it almost looked like a planet. It had the top half or bottom half, I guess, depending, is like a dark green color, and then the other half is it looks like sand at the beach, and it was like half and half. And I bought the sphere and I checked out, and I was walking around the fair some more and checking out some of the other vendors, and I started to realize that as I was carrying this sphere, my energy levels were just going through the roof, and I was like smiling and I was happy and I was so excited, and I was like, oh my gosh, this sphere is bringing me joy. It was actually pretty hilarious because my level of excitement just sort of skyrocketed once I was carrying around this bag with my Ocean Jasper sphere. Of course, I cannot tell you enough how much I love black tourmaline. Black tourmaline was my very first crystal after having my very first Reiki session. My teacher had said, you know what, maybe get yourself a card deck or maybe get yourself some crystals, start small and work your way up because it is so overwhelming, you guys. Like, you've got to just pick something and start with it and ease your way into it. Don't allow yourself to be deterred by how much there is of out there. I mean, crystals alone, there's just so much information. Start with something that draws you in and work your way out from there. Black tourmaline. So I have over the last year really started to learn how to discern when I am feeling a certain way or when I am feeling the feelings of someone else. Feelings, energy, whatever you want to call it. But there have been a lot of times in my life where I have picked up on someone else's energy, someone else's place that they are in, and taken it on as my own and not realized it and just had a bad day because I don't know why. And black tourmaline is so good for helping to, block out the negative. So if you go out to the grocery store, I feel like everybody on this earth should have a tiny little piece of black tourmaline just to throw in their pocket and just have with them to keep the bad vibes away. It's different when something belongs to you and you have to process through it than it is when you are picking up on the way someone else is feeling. So, black tourmaline, in my opinion, is a really great place for anybody to start. It also blocks EMF, and I encourage anyone who has black tourmaline or who gets a piece of black tourmaline to try this out. I don't know if you're like me or not. You know what? I can change this, but I just haven't yet. When I go to bed at night, I put my phone on silent or make sure that it's on silent, but I use my phone as my alarm. So my phone gets plugged in and it stays on. So something that I have tried and really have noticed a difference with is I will lay my phone upside down after I am in bed and it's plugged in, my alarm is set, and I will put a piece of black tourmaline over the top of my phone on the back of the case. And the weirdest thing, like it was when I first tried it, it was like I felt all this tension in my neck and shoulders and my back sort of just ease. It was like, if you think about it, it makes sense because we have our phones with us all the time, right? It has your grocery list, it has your calculator, your camera, all of your social media, your search engines, your calendar. I mean, what doesn't our phone carry now these days? I mean, there's wallets. You can have like your cards attached to a wallet on your phone. And so it was almost like this sort of sever from that connection. And it just sort of gave me that break from the connection that I have with my phone. So, black tourmaline is also great. I did want to just talk a little bit about the chakra system and about some of the crystals that I prefer. So, with the crown chakra, I really love, I hope I don't butcher this name. I'm so sorry if I do. Scolasite. I have a palm and it's white and it almost has this pattern on it because of the way that the crystals grow and then the way that they polish the palm stones. It looks like an angel wing. And so I really like that. I use that a lot. I use it often for the crown chakra. Then for the third eye chakra, I really tend to lean towards amethyst or rainbow fluorite, depending. Amethyst is just an overall great healing crystal. And rainbow fluorite is for clarity and focus. So it just depends on, with any crystal, what you're really needing in that area. Of course, for the throat chakra, I love blue chalcedony or blue lace agate. For the heart chakra, so a lot of times, you'll see crystal colors parallel the color of the chakra. The heart chakra is green. That sort of represents the heart space. But rose quartz is what I love to use for the heart. I use it most times, whether it's for me or for a client. Rose quartz is it's all about unconditional love. And that in and it's about self-love, love, but also, unconditional love can be love for others as well. So for whatever reason, I love rose quartz. I can't get away from it. A lot of people love, not that I want to get away from it, but a lot of people use green crystals. I know, they've used, I've heard of people using emerald or malachite is a very popular, beautiful, breathtaking crystal that I just don't really personally feel a whole lot from. But a lot of other people do. So this is, where that intuition comes in again. What are you drawn to? What pulls you in? What feels right for you? So yeah, rose quartz all the way for me on the heart chakra. For the solar plexus, my two favorites that I usually go between, but like I said, there are others that I do use, are pyrite and citrine. Pyrite is what we used to call fool's gold as little kids. And if you've ever held a larger piece of pyrite, it is so dense. It has this heaviness about it. So, in a healing session, either with myself with self-Reiki or with a client, I love the weight of it on the solar plexus, just feeling it. On your chakra. And pyrite also carries some protective, it's for, abundance, but it also carries some protective properties, which I love as well. And then citrine, of course, is abundance activation. So citrine is a really cool crystal. There are crystals that, there are certain crystals that just don't need to be cleansed or cleared because they don't absorb, the outside influences and outside energy. Citrine is one of the ones that never needs to be cleared. So it's like, I don't know, it just feels very, it has that feeling of personal power, which is in the solar plexus. That's where we all hold our personal power. And so it has this, strength about it for me. And then for the sacral chakra, I almost always, always use red carnelian. And I don't know if you've ever seen red carnelian. It comes in like so many different variations. Of course, there's the deeper reds, which could also be used for the root chakra because the root is red. But I have one that is almost entirely white, with a tiny little like orange part. It just depends on, what part of the crystal you get. Some of the beautiful specimens that you see have all of the white and the orange and the red sort of woven in and marbleized together. But red carnelian is a really special crystal. But also, you could use something, orange. You could use an orange calcite or something like that. I love orange calcite, but I almost use that more for solar plexus personally, just because orange calcite feels like the sun to me. It feels very warm and happy. And then for the root, most often I definitely use black tourmaline or smoky quartz. Because of that grounding energy and that pulling that energy downwards and helping get out of your head. We get stuck in our head and our thoughts, our mind racing so often. So I love the grounding properties of those two crystals. There are so many different ways that you can purchase crystals. I am all about all the different ways. I don't have a favorite one. There's raw crystals, which are, just the way that they came out of the earth. There's nothing else done to them. And those can come in many different sizes. You can get raw pieces that are small enough to carry around in your pocket. You can have raw pieces that are, like the size of a paperweight. Or you can even get pieces that, are like those big statement pieces you see. Then you also have tumbles, which tumbles are the way to go, I believe, in my opinion, when you're starting out. Tumbles are small, polished crystals. And you can, they're relatively inexpensive for the most part, depending on what crystal it is. And you can get those to carry around in your pocket, try them out, see how they feel, see how your day goes. People, I know people, when I don't have pockets, I stick some tumbles in my bra because that's where I can carry them because I like to have crystals with me. You can put them in your purse or your bag, or you know, even I have a couple of crystals that I keep in my car. And you know, it's all like I said in the beginning, crystals are subjective. It's all about you and what calls to you and what you feel drawn to and what your intuition leads you to. Then after tumbles, you know, you have the larger sized polished pieces that are usually either, you know, they have polished pieces that are considered free form, or you also have polished pieces that are palm sized. And palm stones are used a lot of times in Reiki healing because you can place them on, you know, on the different areas of the body that you're working with, or your client can hold them. A lot of people use palm stones during meditation if you're the type of person that does like your typical meditation. And I also, if I have a palm that I really like, I sometimes throw them in my pocket or in my purse. And then you have, you know, you have towers, and spheres. Spheres are just, you know, circular, versions of a polished crystal. I don't know if you guys have ever watched any of those like videos where they show you how they make a sphere out of a crystal. It's super cool. I encourage you to look it up. I am such a sucker for any of those videos of like how it's made. I cannot, like, if someone's decorating a cake, I have to watch. If someone is drilling a hole through a chunk of rock crystal, I have to watch. If someone is flooding a tabletop with epoxy, I have to watch. And I love watching the videos on how they cut and polish crystal spheres. And then with your towers, sometimes you have towers that have like places where they're still not polished, where they're still raw. You have ones that are cut, or you have crystal points that kind of look like a tower, but that's actually the natural crystal formation. So I am not going to cover all of this in this episode. I know that. I knew that going into it. I actually told my husband, I'm so excited. I can't wait to talk about crystals because crystals are awesome. And he was like, oh, in one episode? You're not going to be able to talk about crystals in just one episode. And I was like, yeah, you're probably right. It might end up being like a regular occurring series. I don't know how often, maybe once a month. I don't know. We'll see. We're going to see how this goes. So, if you guys have any questions about any of my stories, anything that I talk about, I am on Instagram at intuitive_stardust. If you want to check out my page, I actually do, I don't know, once or twice a month, I'll do free card pulls on my story, and that just lights me up inside. Crystals light me up inside. Pulling cards for others lights me up inside. And telling my stories is a new thing that is lighting me up inside. And I have learned that I just have to follow that. I have to follow what is lighting me up inside. So please feel free to reach out if you have any questions or if you want a recommendation on a situation and crystal and all of that. I can kind of help, you know, I'm more than willing to help guide you to follow what your intuition is telling you. Thank you so much for listening to episode 2. Crystals are, if you couldn't tell, very near and dear to my heart. And I wanted to also just add that, as with anything that I work with, any healing modality and crystals are tools, right? They're tools to help us step into our power and be who we were always meant to be. But that power is within us, and they just help us get there, if that makes sense. I barely scratched the surface. I just did a brief overview. So I really do feel that at some point in the future, I am going to likely talk about crystals some more. If you have any questions or, you know, want me to talk about something specifically related to crystals, please reach out. If I know about it, I'll talk about it. Maybe you'll help me learn something new. I always love learning things. I have a lot of Sagittarius in my chart, and learning new things, especially things about things that I love already, really excite me. So I will talk to you next time when I tell another story. Until then, bye.